going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They might be painful.
Yeah, just let me know where you go, Chief. Let me know where you go, man. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to old Reg, or Reginald, whatever the hell he wants to be called. He's got Red, Reggie, Reginald. I remember when Reggie got here, I said, on paper, I said, I refuse to call that man Reggie. I stalked him on Instagram, stalked him on Facebook. I just didn't get Reginald from him. So I said, I'm going Reg or Reggie. And that's where we are.
But. Well, it's I told you, it's Reg for me until I throw the last name. If I say the last name, it just doesn't flow right unless
I go
Reginald Attitula. Yeah. Reg Attitula doesn't sound even near as
Reggie.
Distinguished.
Reggie.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Text line coming in. Damn, the Clint, that was generous. That was a generous gesture. It really was.
Well, hell, I mean, you don't get 10-year anniversaries, everybody doesn't get those, man. Those don't come around very often.
That was a hell of an idea.
Hopefully I'll get there one day, man. Hopefully I'll live long enough to get there. It's the only reason I wouldn't, babe.
Yeah, she talked about that for 15 minutes at that dinner. Damn, that was really nice. myself. Okay, all right, calm down. I picked the restaurant. Actually, John McClain.
Actually, John.
The restaurant. All right, a lot to get to today. A little bit of real or fake coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll do our thing, but draft in 2 days, Clint, and that's interesting. The draft is happening in 2 days, and we heard from the quarterback, the head coach, Will Anderson. Will was allowed to answer most of his questions, but we heard. We heard from all of them yesterday, and I think it kind of established a little bit more. Yes, the draft is coming, but we understand this thing is still about CJ, what Nick Haley's going to be able to do, what this offense is going to be able to do. And it's hard to get away from CJ's presser yesterday and the different comments that he made that really – caused us to pause a little bit and want to kind of dive in a little deeper on this. C.J. Stroud yesterday had a couple of comments. We heard him talk about his relationship with Nick Haley and the start of it right now, but we also heard him talk about some established relationships like his quarterback coach, Gerard Johnson. We know Gerard Johnson, he went up and interviewed to be the OC. That job ultimately went to Nick Haley. But CJ had some conversations about returning and having him for a third straight year in his career.
Yeah, I think it's very important. You know, Gerard is somebody who has, been with me since my rookie season, but also, known me since I was in high school. I was like 16 years old. So for him to, be here and seeing me in those different lights and those different points of my life, it's been cool. So I think it's be great for him, you know, for him and Nick, because, you know, I mean, Gerard is specialized in quarterbacks, and I think Nick is going to lean on him a lot in that area, and he's going to give him a lot more responsibility, which I think Gerard is due for, and I think he's going to do great with it. And I told him, man, he's one of the best coaches I've ever worked with, and just his, the way he thinks, the way he operates, you know, the fact that he played, and really just, you know, just a human being he is. And I'm excited to see him elevate just as a coach, and to be, you know, more hands-on is going to be amazing.
All right. I do want to get an overall point from that. But Gerard is getting more more responsibility and deserves it, is what CJ said in that bad boy. But this also caught our ears as well as CJ talking about now the adjustment from his first 2 years to Nick Caley, and now this thing going closer to where he's comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, he comes from L.A. and New England, and, you know, he's going to bring some of that swag over here. So, you know, that kind of is what I'm used to, is, you know, taking control and, you know, being a little more pre-snap, you know, having tools to put my guys in the best position. And that's, you know, something that we really didn't work on these last 2 years. But even those principles I learned from, and it made me better because it added a new element to my game. So, you know, be able to, you know, just get better and learn from, you know, what he did with, you know, New England and L.A. Will definitely help me, because I feel, you know, those are two schemes that I'm, you know, kind of used to in a sense. Like, that's kind of what I ran in, out of Ohio State, what kind of New Orleans does a little bit, and in L.A., you know, it's kind of what we ran here these last 2 years. So I'll be able to, you know, put my swag on it and have fun with it. And, you know, he's all about, you know, me taking full ownership and running the show, and that's what I want. So, you know, I'm going to get what I want, and that's really been really cool just to see that he's, like, bought into me, and he doesn't really know me well yet. So, you know, he talked about today having blind trust, and, you know, I have a lot of trust in him already, just how he talks and, you know, how he presents in the room and things like that. It's really cool to see.
So we hear from CJ with the connection of those three: himself, the quarterback on the field, the quarterback coach, the one who directly works with him, and then Nick Caley, who is going to be the new OC. And obviously those three are going to be tied and tight together with what happens with CJ Stroud at least next year and the rest of the time they're here. But Clint, when you heard him talking about Gerard, you heard him talking about Nick Caley, and in I guess in a way talking about how things are going to be for him this year in terms of responsibility, as he said, getting what he wants, where did that take your mind for this season for CJ Stroud?
Look, I can't speak for everybody out there and how they heard it, but I can speak for how I heard it. And I believe that the pressure is squarely on C.J. Stroud and Gerard Johnson. You don't remove an offensive coordinator and an O-line coach, bring in a guy that's never called plays, and retain everybody else, give more responsibility to your quarterback coach as he deserves, and give more freedom and control to your quarterback as he deserves. Going into year three, you don't do that, and then all the pressure remains on the offensive coordinator to do X, Y, and Z and to fix all the problems. Look, Nick Caley's got his work cut out for him. Nick Caley's got a scheme. Nick Caley's got to call plays. But when it comes down to the major problems, not being able to protect the quarterback taking too many hits, the quarterback turning the football over, the quarterback knowing where to go with the football, the quarterback now knowing how to communicate the protections up front to protect himself, how to get in and out of bad plays and into good plays, how to communicate all that. It is squarely on C.J. Stroud and Gerard Johnson. No more passing the buck. No more. There's nobody there. I don't know if they purposely did it, but let the cat out of the bag, right? Now there's no more, well, Nick Caley didn't get the job done. The OC didn't get the job done. This guy, you know, the communication wasn't here there. It is squarely on the shoulders of C.J. Stroud and Gerard Johnson. They're both getting more control, more responsibility, more freedom, which ultimately, that position, that coach with more freedom, more responsibility, everything but the play calling duties, that's where the pressure is. Big time pressure this year on those two guys, and we'll see if they can deliver. When he's talking about Gerard Johnson, he's talking about getting more responsibility, and he deserves it. You're telling us that he was handcuffed last year and he didn't get the responsibility last year, to now, hey, part of the deal is this year we're going to keep Gerard Johnson in the house.
Yeah, but Clint, I'm dead ass serious.
Yeah.
What is more responsibility for a quarterback?
I'll say it like this. There is no doubt about it that Gerard Johnson and Bobby Slowick didn't see football through the same lens last year.
Clearly.
There was nothing that Gerard Johnson could do about it. He's a quarterback coach. You're a position coach. Your job is to, as I'm the offensive coordinator, your job is to communicate what the hell I teach you in my language to our quarterback and make sure our quarterback is physically in shape and mentally knows my plan to go out there and play. That sounds like how it was with Bobby Slowick. Now,
is that uncommon?
No, I don't think it's uncommon. I think you would like for your quarterback and your quarterback coach to get to a point where, you know, they have the freedom that they look like they're going to get. It sounds, the uncommon part of Bobby Slowick is for him to lose his job and for everybody else to keep their job and for guys to get, I mean, guys ultimately to get promotions. It seems like Bobby was obviously very aggressive with it. I would say that that's uncommon. I don't think it's uncommon for a lot of, especially if you got a young quarterback coach that's never done it. That guy typically doesn't come in and have a ton of say so in what the hell you're doing offensively. Now, as the year goes along, you have a bunch of struggles. Year one, I doubt there was too much to complain about. Year two, there's a lot of struggles. Now, all of a sudden, you got coaches underneath your OC that are voicing opinions and have opinions and would do things differently. And he wasn't able to do that last year. Now, you've got the voice. You got the responsibility, Gerard Johnson. Now there's no excuse for the quarterback to go out there now that he has more freedom and more responsibility and more tools to put his swag on it, and he's running the show and he's getting what he wants. There's no excuse for you for the quarterback to go out there and not be able to communicate at the line of scrimmage and protect himself. There's no excuse for the quarterback not to go out there and play at an extremely high level, given what we've already seen CJ do, which is play at an extremely high level. And if he doesn't, then it's no longer pinned on the offensive coordinator. At this point in time, it appears that Gerard Johnson and CJ Stroud are going to have as much control of what the hell is going on as the offensive coordinator is, with the exception of obviously the terminology that they use, the playbook, and what play is called in what moment. But it sounds like Gerard Johnson's going to have a strong hand in this, and there ain't no more passing the buck. This is on CJ and Gerard.
No, yeah. To me, this, yeah, I guess CJ and Gerard, it feels very much, hey, CJ, what do you want?
Sure does.
Now, he said it. Hell, he said, I will get what I want. But even more, in that cut, the second cut we played, he spoke of, I love that Nick Caley just has blind faith in me and is going to give up. Like, this is a, and this tells me, Clint, that the decisions were driven around, all right, man, we're handing everything over to CJ in comfort with CJ, to a point where you have to come in here and roll with the coaching staff that kind of we have in place and roll with the thought of, hey, CJ is going to have, and I'm not saying this is wrong, I'm just saying this is what it looks like, that CJ is going to be somebody who is in control. Like to the point where this is your first gig, you've never been an OC, you don't know any of these coaches, and you never worked up close with this quarterback who's in the second year that took a step back last year, and it is, hey man, I'm handing it over to you. Like that to me would, I don't know, it's just common. I'm not saying you wouldn't get to a point of that, but before you walk in the door and you've had a practice, it's all yours. Like that to me tells me, Clint, they said, all right, CJ, we want to put this thing in your hands.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing, is it better work? Because once again, you've got unproven guys that have never done it with the responsibility. You got a bunch of unproven guys in the building, right? That's the part here as a Texans fan that you go, ooh, you know, what how's this going to go down? How's this going to work? But it's clear at this point in time, based on what they've said, based on what we've heard since they hired Nick Caley, based on all the, you know, flipping all the stones and studying and seeing and checking and reading and covering what's going on over there, it is clear that there was we're going to keep things as similar as we can on the offense. We're gonna as stable as we can with Gerard Johnson. In fact, we're gonna give Gerard and CJ more power. Now, what offensive coordinator
and the people that CJ's comfortable with?
Yeah, what offensive coordinator can accomplish that with knowing the terminology that he's like? He's been in two different systems and being comfortable with Nick Caserio, and can come in and is gonna allow Gerard Johnson to have a lot of say so. Is gonna allow CJ Stroud to have a lot of say so. It explains how you land on Nick Caley, to be completely honest with you. I'll be honest with you. Everybody knows I'm a fan of hire a guy, turn the reins over to him, and everybody does it his way, and let's all get on one accord. Hire a guy that's got pelts on the walls, yada, 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 okay? That was not the route that they take. Now, the other route is lean into your quarterback coach who you believe at some point is going to be an offensive coordinator. Keep things as comfortable and as stable and as similar as possible to the previous year around that quarterback, and hire an offensive coordinator that you know is not going to ruffle feathers and not going to have a problem with people having input in his offense. Looks like that's the route they took.
The more and more I hear, I'm surprised they didn't turn it over to Gerard.
Would have made more sense.
I'm surprised.
That's what I was thinking was going to happen. Remember, that was what I was betting.
I didn't think they were going to do that because I thought they were going to go with somebody with more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Experience, but now when they've done this and now that we're starting to see, it's like come on, listen, you've been in the NFL longer, more obviously inside of it more than I have. I just don't think it's real common. Like, hey man, it's a second year quarterback that going to his third year that had a great 1 year, but a second year that kind of took a step back to where before we have a practice, like. We're working together type of deal, and
if it works, Ron, it could be beautiful because you do pull in what they claim is a really 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 good coach. It's got a lot of experience in a couple of different systems, that knows the game, pass game and run game, from coaching tight ends in two different systems. So there's some big value there. The question becomes: you still have a lack of experience in play design, play call, play creation. Managing a game, you still have a major, major lack of experience there. How do you make up for it? Your quarterback and your quarterback coach looks like they're the ones that the task is going to be laid at their feet.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.